What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Importance of Traveling Alone While You're Young. So, as you guys know, I'm back from Guatemala by now. I still have a few more videos of me in Guatemala that I have not yet released on MGTOW TV. God willing, I'll be doing that soon. I'm very busy here with a whole new different venture. Not to mention that in all likelihood I'm going to buy a new server just for MGTOW TV that's supposed to be a little bit better than the current server we have. So that should make MGTOW TV operate a little bit better. We still haven't updated the software yet because that is going to be a monumental task. So anyways, getting back to the point of this video, travel while you're young and alone. So on the shuttle bus from Antigua Airport Guatemala City Airport to Antigua, it was all expats, because everybody knows the expats are the ones who travel from Guatemala City to the airport, because Guatemala City is a dump. There's really not much going there, you know. So, and the reason why Antigua is getting expensive is because of the gringos. You see, gringos, aka white people, they're the ones who take the shuttle. So this is why a shuttle bus can be anywhere from $19 to like $100, depending on where you're going. But the Guatemalan people, you know, they get to travel for a couple of dollars. But they take what is known as the chicken bus. And for those of you who don't know, the chicken bus, effectively speaking, is a American school bus. You know, those yellow school buses we rode in back in the 80s and 90s, and we might still be riding in them as you know, as of right now. So a chicken bus, and the reason why they call it a chicken bus is because the Guatemalans, especially the Mayans, they transport their chicken in those buses. That's why it's called a chicken bus. You know, you can actually get around Guatemala in a chicken bus really cheap, but do you really want to be in a chicken bus with chickens? So might as well spend $50-$20 to travel in luxury, so to speak. So, when I was riding on the shuttle from Guatemala City Airport to Antigua, they were all expats, but the two expats that were talking the most, one was Canadian from the UK, of UK descent. He was well into his 50s, retired lawyer. The other one was a sub-5 white German girl who was traveling, backpacking throughout Central America. And she was backpacking through Central America, and I was listening into their conversation, and it was really sad, dude. It was really sad to hear these people talk, because a lot of Westerners who go to Latin America, they're really trying to either run away from something, or they're trying to, like, make up for lost time. And let me explain. You see, the 50-plus-year-old retired lawyer, he was a corporate lawyer all his life in Canada. And he's fat, ugly, old, balding. And now he's like, well, I'm going to travel around Central America. Of course, his hopes is to get laid with a hottie. But let's be honest, unless he does pay to play, that's not gonna happen. The German chick, even though she looked to be in her 20s or maybe early 30s, again, she's sub-5, and she has a boyfriend back in Germany who's actually funding her trip. You know, he's gonna join her eventually. And it's like, bro, this bitch has been traveling across Central America backpacking. Do you think she hasn't checked up with a Miguel or a Jesus or Poncho yet by now? That's Trin Trin, that's DoorDash, guys. I'm just wasting time. This is actually my last week of doing DoorDash. I'm moving on to something far more better than this crap. I'll let you know about it later on, assuming it's going to be successful. That's something else I'm working on, in addition to like MGTOW TV and Mitwally Web Services. So, a lot of people out there who are going to Central America, who are gringos, they're really running away from something, dudes. And this video is geared toward the guys. Obviously, we don't care about the sub-5, 20-year-old German girl, because, you know, that's a woman. This doesn't apply to us, because we are a MGTOW TV channel. We're a channel for women, not fucking women. But just going really quick about women, a lot of white women who go to Central America, dudes, they go there because they want to feel good about themselves. They want to stand next to, like, a short, brown, ugly Guatemalan woman so they can feel good about themselves. Even they themselves probably have the same SMV, you know, if not, maybe even lower. But it is what it is. Now, concentrating on the men, dudes, you have to understand, man, a lot of these dudes who go to Central America at the old age, these are guys who worked a job they hated for 30, 40 years, and now they're like, okay, I just want to live my bad boy days, I want to live my younger days. And it's really sad to see old dudes trying to live like they're 20-some years old. It's like, dude, you're 30-plus years away from being fucking, you know, dead, you know. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of DoorDash orders, as you guys can tell, but they're all crap, you know. DoorDash has hired so many retarded people. Actually, it's not hired. You know, as a DoorDasher, you're a 1099, so literally, they don't pay anything other than, you know, how much money you make from the order. So now, because DoorDash has so many people on the road, especially desperate, stupid, retarded, disabled people, they can offer you pretty much like 50 cents for a mile, you know. So imagine doing 10 miles and getting only $5, $6. They're doing that now because a lot of stupid people are out there. And again, it doesn't cost DoorDash a cent to recruit people to drive for it, you know, because it's $10.99. But this video ain't about DoorDash. But yeah, DoorDash sucks. I've got other people who are doing DoorDash all over America. They're all telling me the same thing. They're all telling me, yo, man, DoorDash fucking sucks, you know. This is why, us as MGTOW men, we gotta move on to things that make us more money. Because as you guys know, the ultimate goal of making money in the West is to get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, you know. The really good thing about America, dudes, is that you can make your money here. You can test a business concept here. And then, whatever works for you here in America, you can probably take it overseas with you. You know, that's really the only good thing about America, is making money and testing concepts to make money that you can replicate overseas. And that's what I'm working on right now, guys. So, the reason why you guys want to travel while you're young and single is that you guys want to get it out of your system, guys. That's really what you want to do, dudes. You want, because a lot of guys out there, man, it's going to be one of two things, dudes. You're either going to travel at an old age, and there's no way you're going to pull a 20-year-old chick when you're fat, old, ugly, crusty, bald. It's not going to happen unless you do a faith play, okay? And a lot of guys who travel, you know, they travel with a girl, and let's keep it 100, man. These girls, they're gonna stay in the hotel, they're gonna order out, they're gonna dip their toe in the sand, and they're gonna take a selfie, and that's pretty much what these women do, guys. A lot of these women out there, they really don't explore. They just go to these areas to take a selfie, and that's about it. So a lot of guys out there who travel with women, they don't experience the country they're in. They really don't, you know. Like, I can walk around all over Antigua, I can walk around all over Medellin, I can go into the dangerous parts of Colombia, I can pretty much do whatever I want, because I don't have a bitch I have to worry about, you know. So this is why this is very important for you guys out there, especially you younger dudes out there, you should travel. You should travel a lot, and you should travel on your own. Because here's the thing, dudes. Once you get travel, because you don't want FOMO, guys, okay? For those of you who don't know, FOMO stands for fear of missing out. You guys out there, you don't want FOMO, okay? So you guys take me for example. I've been traveling solo for years. I've traveled all over the world. Listen, guys, I can actually settle down with a woman right now at the age of 43. Now, and I won't be like, I'm missing out on traveling alone. I did it all, guys. I've been to Vietnam. I've been to Latin America. I've been to Ukraine. I've been all over. So I don't have that, God, I wish I was 20. God, I wish I can travel on my own. You know, even though I'm like twice the age of 20, you know, the fact that you can look smacks, look a little bit younger, dye the hair, shave the beard, lose a little bit of weight, you know, as long as you look like you're in your 30s, dudes, you're fine, man. So, this is what I want every guy out there to understand. I don't want anybody out there to have FOMO. You gotta travel. You gotta travel well. When I say well, I mean like, discover, explore, do it on your own time. That way, when you decide to like, hey, get a woman, maybe have kids, you wouldn't be like, wish I was. Now, the reason why dudes have midlife crisis is simply because they're wondering, hey man, I'm never gonna have the type of life I want. Whatever happened to me, traveling the world, fucking hot bitches, you know, I did all that shit, guys. I got that out of my system. But for a lot of guys out there, the reason why they have depression, midlife crisis, it's because they did not explore the world on their own. Okay, guys, so that's my video for today. Hope you like, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.